Can we compound our power or our ability to create something by coming together as a group of people?
Individually, you hold enough power to create anything that you can imagine. Therefore, you are not needing to come together with others. The advantage to coming together is that you may stimulate the wanting. You may enhance the wanting. Mm-hmm. The disadvantage is that as there are more and more of you, it becomes more difficult to stay focused upon what is wanting.
Is it possible to create effectively when we're close in the company of someone who opposes very much what we're wanting?
If you are able not to let their thoughts affect your thoughts, you will have no problem with it. By using your power to ignore, or by being strong enough to focus upon what you are wanting, even while you are close to those who are influencing you otherwise. It is easier to walk away from it. It would be easier not to be close to them, not to be hearing them. But if we say to you, you cannot effectively create because you are in a relationship where the other is opposing, then we say to you, in this city there is much opposing viewpoint, therefore you cannot effectively create. Or in this world there is much opposing viewpoint, therefore you cannot effectively create. And that is not the case. By the power of your own clarity, you are able to create under any circumstances.
Are you saying that we get everything we think about, even if it's something we want or something we don't want, as long as it has emotion connected to it?
If you are thinking a thought and you remain focused upon it long enough, the law of attraction will deliver more thoughts unto it until it becomes clear enough that the emotion is added. And so technically, every thought that you think, if you keep thinking it, will become powerful enough to attract into your experience.